This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this month's edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. Our content partner for First Fridays is the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and my co-host is the executive director of that organization. Good to have you back in the studio, Lisa Wozniak, and I am looking forward to this month's topic and our guest.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here. Our guest this month is Laura Rubin, someone well known to the listening audience, but with a new title attached to her name, having served as the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council for 20 years, Laura has recently been named director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. So congratulations, Laura, and welcome back.
Yeah, great to have you.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
You know, I will always have a hard time changing your title in my mind.
Yeah, it's been a great tenure at HRWC at the Watershed Council. So maybe we start with a question about why this transition, and both for you and the Watershed Council, why did you decide to make this change?
Well, it's a very bittersweet decision. It wasn't necessarily one that I was looking to make the change for, but this opportunity came along, and it came at a time when the Watershed Council is at a very solid footing financially, but also in terms of the staff and the board, very strong leadership there, very strong programs, and it felt like the right opportunity for me personally to take on a new challenge. And I saw that with the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. It seemed like it was a good opportunity for me to expand my skills, you know, move up to a larger watershed, as I say, the Great Lakes. I know many of the partners.
A little bit bigger.
We had been a member of the coalition at HRWC, and I know many of the partners, but it's also wonderful because I'm transitioning to a much to a lot of new partners and a lot you know, sort of a more on the policy level. Great staff. I get to stay in Ann Arbor, so I'm very lucky there, and I get to keep the Huron as my home river. But it really just seemed like the right opportunity and the right time.
For those who are unfamiliar, Laura, tell us a little bit about Healing Our Waters. What is the primary mission?
It's to be a broad and diverse coalition of the NGO community, so mainly the nonprofits in the Great Lakes region, and we work on protection and restoration of the Great Lakes. We're most widely known for helping sort of initiate the Great Lakes regional strategy that developed in the early 2000s, and then helping secure the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding, which since 2008 has been at least $300 million a year coming into the Great Lakes region. In addition to sort of those policy issues, we also do quite a bit on just sort of messaging and communications about the Great Lakes, trying to raise the level of awareness among policymakers and the public and decision makers, and then just general coalition building, trying to help the organizations that are part of the coalition be stronger than their own individual parts. You know, it really is that true coalition building.
So speaking of the funding, Governor Whitmer just made a request that the funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative be expanded pretty far beyond the $300 million
yes.
per year to $475 million a year. How likely do you think it is that we'll be able to get this funding?
Well, we're in the process where we're trying to figure out whether, you know, we're looking at the next 5 years of authorization. So GLRI is up for a reauthorization. We were at $475 million the first year under President Barack Obama, and then we've been at $300 million. There is a lot of need in the Great Lakes. We all know that living here, between aging infrastructure, between emerging contaminants, between the harmful algal blooms and the threat of Asian carp and invasive species, we have a lot of issues that could use federal investment. And we have a lot of plans to match that locally. So we think we have a compelling need for an increase. At this point, we're trying to work with bipartisan support at the federal level to see whether we have the interest to go there.
This is 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. My co-host and I are joined by Laura Rubin this month. Laura is the new director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition after serving more than 20 years as head of the Huron River Watershed Council. And we are already in the midst of campaigning and a presidential election upcoming. What role is Healing Our Waters going to play in trying to drive that narrative and create an environment in which there is more interest in the kind of funding you're talking about?
Well, we feel there's a lot of interest in the Great Lakes, from the presidential candidates down to our congressional races. You know, the Great Lakes is really ground zero for a lot of our drinking water and infrastructure crises, but also, you know, PFAS. We're doing some of the most progressive work here in the Great Lakes, some of our other contaminant issues, harmful algal blooms, you know, when we have Toledo being shut down, lead in our drinking water with Flint. You know, right now, people think of the Great Lakes as being the center and the heart of our drinking water issues. That's really where we're hoping when presidential candidates are coming through the Great Lakes, because we have key states between Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. We're going to have a lot of candidates coming through, and we want them talking about water issues. We want them talking about the Great Lakes. We want them talking and making pledges to invest in the infrastructure that we need here, to invest in the kinds of strategies we need to reduce invasive species like Asian carp, the kinds of policies and strategies that we need to reduce the nutrients coming off of our agricultural and our urban areas. So we're really hoping that as a coalition, we can raise these issues in a platform and get the candidates behind them.
And do you feel as though you have the current gubernatorial administration behind you in Michigan right now?
Yes, definitely. Governor Whitmer has come out strong, especially with the debates happening in Detroit. She's come out strong in really trying to present a platform and even questions that will be asked of these candidates around Great Lakes issues. And she's been spreading that to other Great Lakes governors.
Well, she certainly saw in the last year and a half how incredibly important drinking water issues have become for the state of Michigan, and she made that clear last year in 2018, and she's certainly taken some really positive first steps here in her first many months on the job, so to
Most
speak.
Most definitely.
Let me ask you, when you reflect on your time at the Huron River Watershed Council, what makes you most proud?
There's a couple things. You know, I think first off is just establishing a strong organization, a strong regional watershed council that was effective at its mission, but also provided the opportunity for people to come together to talk about their home river, what they care. So really a strong organization. That's a hard thing to maintain over decades. So maintaining the funding, maintaining the know-how, the relationships with our partners to be effective. More from a foundational thing, that's definitely one thing I'm proud of. You know, other things are strong policies. We were behind the phosphorus ban that was enacted in 2011 in the state of Michigan. That's been, you know, again, it doesn't affect agriculture, but has been very effective on educating people about phosphorus. The Dexter Dam removal and revitalization of many of our communities around the river and embracing the riverfront. Strong policies, but also a strong organization.
So when we talk to you 5 years from now, and you've been in that position for that period of time, are you hoping that you're going to achieve the same kind of successes just on that grander scale, or do you have something perhaps a little different in direction you want to go?
Probably along those lines, David. It's an interesting time for me going into a new job, because a lot of what I'm doing right now is listening. A lot of what I'm doing is talking to coalition members and asking what value can we add as a coalition. We have a lot of resources coming to the coalition that we pass through. But I think there's a real feeling among the coalition members that the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding is getting pretty solid, and that as a coalition, we want to start talking about other issues. We want to start having a larger voice on these issues of clean water rollbacks and clean water protection and algae blooms and nutrients. And as a collective voice in D.C., that's what the coalition does best.
Thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the new position, and thank you for more than 20 years of service as leading the Huron River Watershed Council.
Well, thank you for being a great partner with that.
And that is Laura Rubin, the new director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. The other voice you've heard this morning is that of Lisa Wozniak. Lisa's executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our content partner for First Friday Focus on the Environment. And we'll see you in September, Lisa.
Look forward to it, David. Thank you.
First Friday Focus on the Environment is heard on the first Friday of each month, as you might expect. And you'll find an archive of past shows at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.